on air, online, on your mobile. This is Expression FM News.
I'm Georgie Bolam, and you're listening to Expression FM. Yesterday, the Vote Leave were campaigning in Exeter with Labour MP Giselle Stewart. These are her views on Labour and being in the campaign.
You know, in a sense, political parties make the decisions. I wish that the Labour Party had done in 2016 what it did under Harold Wilson in 1975 and said, this is an argument which goes beyond party politics and the national interest, and there will be competing views. But in the meantime, there's a good group of Labour MPs who work in this cross-party campaign, and that's why it's important that we're here today.
Boris Johnson visited Exeter yesterday, giving a talk to the media at the Southern Hay House Hotel. He was joined by JD Weatherspoon entrepreneur Tim Martin. Mr. Johnson said he felt voting to leave was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, but admitted it took him a while to decide to back the campaign. Other high-profile politicians in the Leave campaign will be visiting Exeter in upcoming weeks. David Cameron is to counter claims that his campaign against international corruption is hobbled by London's reputation as the money laundering capital of the world by introducing a new corporate offence for executives who fail to prevent fraud or money laundering inside their companies. The Prime Minister reveals plans to require all foreign companies buying property in the UK to disclose their true owners in a public register for the first time. The French finance minister has urged Britain to go right to the end in stamping out tax secrecy in its overseas territories and crown dependencies that continue to act as tax havens for the wealthy. Speaking to The Guardian before arriving in London for David Cameron's anti-corruption conference on Thursday, he said he felt Britain had decided sincerely to end a certain number of situations, characterised by the status of UK overseas territories and dependencies such as the British Virgin Islands.
The stories that matter of the analysis that counts. Expression FM News.